Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 26th of July, the day after the hottest day of the year so far.
Yes.
Wasn't that hot, was it?
I spent a lot of the time in the garden working.
Did you?
Yeah. Matter. Yeah. Well, the Wi-Fi went that far, so it was a lot cooler. With my feet in a paddling pool.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So, is that safe? Laptop in on your lap, feet in the paddling pool.
Not safe for the data if you drop it in there.
No.
But I am careful.
That's right then. As you could hear, I am joined in the studio today by my co-host, our security expert. He's nobody else, it's just our security expert, Rich Bell from Ten Intelligence.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, who spends his sunny days sat with his feet in the paddling pool.
Very cooling. It's very cooling.
And our guests are the wonderful Karina and Adele Wilson, the two of harps, and their, we like to call you manager mum.
Yeah, hi.
Janet. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Now, the girls, ladies, the ladies, not girls, the ladies, I can call you ladies now, were on the show, but just over a year ago we worked out, wasn't it, last?
Yeah, it seems to have flown.
It does. So we're looking forward to catching up with their journey over the last year. Lots of musical stories to tell in cute. Was it Tenerife? You
did the it tour? Was yes. Tenerife.
Yes, yeah. We're going to hear about that. So we're going to hear from them. Also, we have, just so you know, an exclusive launch of their new track, which we're going to be playing for the first time ever played anywhere in the world here on The Bunker Show. So stay tuned to listen to that in a little while. Now, we want to hear from you, as always, the listeners. So please do give us a tweet at Bunker Extra Be Extra. Hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. Let us know how you're going so far. 1 week down. Well, actually, to be fair, it's my first week down in some holidays, but some people's children only broke up on Thursday.
We're 2 weeks in.
Are you 2 weeks in already?
Yeah.
How long have you got all together?
I think they get back a week early.
Oh, okay.
Or at least one of them does.
Yeah.
We might try and lose the other one in between.
6 weeks, 2 days. Some people have only got 5 weeks. I'm like, how is that fair? But it's fine. We've done 1 week and then we're doing all right, aren't we? Yeah, of course. I forgot. My little co-host who is in with me today is, of course, Lucy. Say hello.
Hello.
You always go funny when you're on the radio. Speak normally.
Hello.
That's better. Loud. That's what she normally is. So summer holidays are in full force now. We can officially say, it's never officially summer to me until we hit summer holidays and then it's officially summer.
Right.
And my brain goes into summer mode.
Okay. Which is that when the wardrobe comes out and everything, or, I mean, how does that work?
Well, just with regards to work, really, is I just slow down and stop working. Okay. Can't work, it's the summer holidays, which is not good because I still got lots of work to do. But let us know what you're up to out there in the world of work. Give us a tweet. You can, if you'd like to speak to us in the studio, of course, give us a call on 012-33-220035. That's 012-33-220035. Please do give us a message that you're phoning, because we never can see the phone ringing because it flashes in the corner, so we'll keep an eye on that if you do want to give us a call today. And as always, if you've got events coming up the rest of the year, September, October, November, December, and you want us to shout out about them, please send us the details, bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, last week on the show, I was absent, and so the wonderful Paul Andrews stood in for me, and his co-host was Ben Abbott from Maximum Media, and their guests were Carrie and Neil from Clockwork Moggy. So they were talking all about branding and digital marketing. Great show. Obviously not as good as it would normally be because I wasn't here.
Of course.
But, but Paul did do a very good job. So if you want to catch up with that show or any of the missing show, or any of the other shows, you can go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and you can pick whichever show you want to listen to. And they're all podcasts. So the fun thing is that you can download the podcast and take us wherever you go. That's the joy of podcasts these days.
Like camping.
So when you go camping.
I only download my own podcast. The ones that I
your own shows.
Yeah, just listen back.
Not that you're vain or anything at all.
Not at all.
Fair enough. So you're off camping.
I am.
It's today, is
camping it? With a curly cut and not glamping. I go later this evening. First time ever.
Ever. You didn't even go camping as a boy?
No. I lived in King's Cross. But it wasn't really there for us. So I can't say I'm looking forward to it.
At least you're honest.
But we'll see what it looks like.
I think you'll really enjoy it.
That's what everyone said to me.
I'm sure it's going to be in good luck. We're joking, girls.
Yeah, good luck.
We just want to see pictures of you putting it up.
Yeah, we've done our DOV. You'll have to tweet it.
Means, by the way.
Yeah. I'll tweet the before and after.
It's fun. See, I spent half my life camping because my dad's a scout leader. So I always used to go camping from very little with the scouts, and I wouldn't do it anymore. I'm a glamping girl now.
Yeah, all the time, so am I.
All the
I'm
way.
A glamping girl.
Glamping, I've got to have my luxuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be fun. Yeah, super sure. fun. We've got some tweets come in. We've heard from the lovely Amy, Brad and team. I can't just say the Amy and Brad now at the AM Marketing because they've got a whole team of them there. So we're saying hello to the whole team at AM Marketing. They're hot, but it's been a great week. So, yeah, I think that was great. I'm just going to try and scroll down and see. We've had a couple of shout-out requests. I'm not sure. What do we think, people? I'm not sure if I'm liking new desktop look for Twitter.
No, don't like it.
Do you not like it? No. I don't like it.
No.
It's a bit, I don't know. But is it because they change it? When they change it, we don't like the change, do we? It's like whenever Facebook changes.
Everything looks really strange.
It looks different,
it?
And you're just like, I don't like it anymore. We've got a shout out from jobsinkent.com. Good morning, Bunker Extra and Security Speak, which is Richard, if you didn't know. Yep. Can we have a shout out, please? We have two more career fairs planned for Chatham and Folkestone, September, October. Details coming soon. Find your next local job at jobsinkent.com. So that's good. The career fairs are brilliant because they're bringing together employees, and then if people are looking for a job, they can go and see what sort of jobs are out there. So, and they're free to attend, which is brilliant. We've had a shout out from Stacey Tillett. Good morning, Stacey. Morning. We'll be tuning in later. This week has been hot, busy and productive. As long as it's been productive and busy as well, that's good. That's good. What have you got? Have you got any more over there?
I've got Fruitbone Media, at Fruitbone Media. Hey, Bunker Extra and Security Speak. Shout out, please. We're pleased to sponsor an exhibit at Tech Expo UK, web design, digital marketing, podcast studio, hire, radio, media training, and can be found at fruitbowlmedia.com. And we can talk a little bit later around what Tech Expo is and what their involvement is.
Cool. Yes, Fruitbowl Media are one of our headline sponsors for Tech Expo, which is coming up soon. And Tracy Ferguson is out volunteering. She does lots of volunteering.
She's always volunteering.
She's brilliant. Yeah. Tracy. But she says she will be listening to the show later. Don't do that because I can't see what I'm reading. There's trouble when you get little fingers.
She's talking to Lucy, by the way.
Yeah,
not me. Yes. I am on the other side of the studio.
I'm on the studio, far away from me. I'm volunteering, setting up new literacy club on Sheppey today. So I'll catch up later. So that's brilliant. Well done, Tracy. Keep on doing your fantastic work that you do. And there's loads of, keep those tweets coming in. We want to know what people are up to. And for any parents, any mums out there, how are you coping with the summer holidays? See, every year, me and Gemma have this, right, we're going to be planned and organised this year. We're going to be like, have everything, charts and spreadsheets and everything.
To do what?
For the summer holidays, so we can cope with the children over the summer holidays.
Oh, as in to plan when you're with them and what you can do when
yes,
you're not.
Yes, when we can get rid of them type of thing.
No, that's
for
a
work
bit more
and
dynamic planning in my household. It's, you know, oh, we've got no one for the kids tomorrow.
We better phone somebody.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we always talk about doing that, but then when it actually comes to it, it's like, oh, didn't do that.
Yeah. And there's always something that comes in. There's always a friend that wants to see them, or there's a party or something. Best laid plans and all that.
Yeah, Paul, by the way, Lucy is with me, not at home. He just messaged me. He said, I thought Lucy was upstairs. No, she's with me. Very observant.
I am, Paul. I am with her.
Is that sounded like a safe word or something? Yeah.
The Paul thinking the child, he's supposed to be babysitting, and the child's sitting and he's not.
Going well,
here.
Paul. Going well.
Well observed. Yeah, no, we try to be really organised and planned, but then when it comes to it, and it's just like, no. But to be fair, I got a little bit sidelined because I had an operation a couple of weeks ago, which then was a little bit more severe than we expected it to be, so I had to rest.
Yeah.
And I have been resting. They're like, yeah. How long have I got to rest for? 3 to 4 weeks. And I looked at him and went, yeah, right.
It's important that you do that.
I know, everyone keeps telling me that, but yeah.
I know it's an age-old thing, but your body won't recover, which means it's just going to put you behind even more. So I know. Put that in your schedule.
You sound like Paul. Shut up. Anyway, I'm getting there. I'm taking things slowly, honestly, everybody. But yeah, so basically we're just winging it this summer, which we like to do. Yeah. Just winging it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've got my list of jobs that I need to do, and we're doing them in between fun things, aren't we? We're doing horse riding and swimming pool. And library.
Yeah.
The library. The library's brilliant. They're doing the library challenge.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Lucy's already done 3 books. And we only got the books yesterday.
Excellent. We used to do that when we were children. It's fantastic, isn't it? And then you can, like, your stickers and things when you've done your books.
It's brilliant. It's really good incentive.
I've read 3 books already and I read them all.
She has. She's already done 3. Faster reading than me. Anyway, moving on. So, Richard, let's quickly, because I want to talk to the girls in a little bit, but let's talk about the events that are coming up, because I've got a couple here, and then we're going to talk about Tech Expos. So these people are for the future. There's not a huge amount happened over the summer holidays. Things do quieten down. I know people are business is still going, work is still happening, but you don't get so many events. But coming up into September, this is to get some dates in your diary so you're ready and prepared for when it's like the last quarter starts and everyone sort of goes, right, September, let's start working again. So these dates are for your diary for then. So Wednesday, the 18th of October, is the Lunch and Learn with Orchard Employment Law and Hawksafe. It's Wednesday, the 18th of September, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at K Sports, which is in Cobdown, Aylesford. Are you prepared for the changes in law which will take place next year? Do you know how to conduct a risk assessment? So what two major things that you need to have in play when you're running a business is if you have staff and premises that you work on. One, that you know how to deal with your staff with all HR and employment law issues. And also, do you have a safe place to work and anything that you do? So this is a great seminar. So Gemma Fairclough-Keynes from Orchard Employment Law has joined together with Hawksafe to bring you to the information that you need. So the seminar will improve your knowledge of employment law and health and safety so that you can manage staff more confidently and effectively. It's lunch and learn. Gemma never does anything without food, so you're going to have a delicious lunch while you're learning, and you're going to get ready for the HR changes of HR law, 2020 changes in employment law legislation, what should be in an employment contract, and managing staff absences and performances, and then the risk assessment, what are they and what do you need them? So there's loads of information that you're going to get from two really great companies. So if you want to find out more about that and book on, it is literally just £32 with lunch, and you can guarantee the food's going to be nice, because otherwise Gemma wouldn't have chosen their venue if the food wasn't good. If you go to Eventbrite and look up Lunch and Learn Employment Law, and then you'll get the details and you can book on. Get it in your diary and get booked now. Be organised for September. And then the other one I have is for a little bit later on, which is the 10th of October. I know it seems like a long way away, but it really isn't. It's going to be here before you know it. And this is for businesses who are there, they're steady, they're growing, and they want a little bit of help with their scale up. So this is the King's Summit Business Scale Up Conference, which is on Thursday, the 10th of October, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Kent County Cricket Ground. It's been hosted by the fabulous Simon Teague of New Level Results, and he have partnered up with the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce and the ICCC, and it's sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HR Go Recruitment. Are you looking to scale up your business but not sure where to start? Would you like to achieve over a 20% growth in turnover in less than 1 year? Then this event is for you, a four-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses to a whole new level, who understand the challenges of growing a business and who can provide you with real and honest insights into specific growth strategies. They've got a fantastic lineup of speakers, which consists of men and women who have travelled the journey of both failure and success. So we have Simon Teague, who is the host and keynote speaker. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, our very own Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, she gets everywhere, but she knows her stuff and she's a great speaker. Stuart Goodwood, Goodwin, who is a dynamic communications coach and public speaker. Julia Bernard Thompson. We love Julia. We must get back on the show again soon. Julia is amazing, and she's a business sales coach, and she's going to help you with having to get the higher level sales that you need. King James, who is the founder of the King Summit, and Ruth Whitaker, who is the CEO of Missions Aviation Fellowship. So there's loads going on. It's a full-on day. They've got a panel interview. They've got workshops. They've all sort going on. So early bird tickets are currently available, but only for a few more days. So if you go to the King's Summit, thekingssummit.com, and find out more about that. It's really great event for anybody who's looking to scale up their business in the next year. Fabulous. So those two are great events for you. And then we've got one more event for you. Richard, I'll let you take that away.
Okay. We've mentioned it before and we'll keep mentioning it until the day. Tech Expo UK, which is being held at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin on Thursday, the 26th of September, between 9 and 4 p.m. The Tech Expo is a one-day exhibition and seminar. Next year we'll get the cinema. bringing together industry experts to help business owners to understand what technology is out there and how it can help them run, build and grow their business more effectively and efficiently. We have one of the world's top technology companies present in Microsoft, and they'll be providing a keynote seminar and they will be sharing with us how they are working on supporting businesses of all sizes, and I know they do quite a lot of work to help those small to mediums. We're also looking at one of the biggest fears that we have in today's age is about trying to stay human in a digital world. It includes five fantastic speakers. Brian Sutton from Microsoft, myself from Telintelligence, Ben Abbott from Maximum Media, Will Charlesworth from Child & Child, and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, with workshops from Aaron Taylor of 62 Tech, Mike Hacker of Prisma Broadcast, and Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. All of this, plus some roundtables, panel discussions, network meetings, and much, much more. For details about this, and if you are a technology supplier or a supplier that can certainly meet the needs of local businesses within Kent at this event, please visit and contact www.techexpouk.com.
It's going to be great. You know what? We've had some people from Ireland phone in. They're going to come and visit. So we've got attendees from Ireland. We've got somebody from Pakistan that wants to come to the exhibition.
Wow.
So we're getting world coverage of it, and it's going to be global. But I guess it's the word tech always attracts people. But the most important thing that people need to understand about the Tech Expo, it's not a standard tech exhibition where you've got all the businesses showing you what new technology is out there for, you know, anybody who's into technology. It's not about it's not a geeky show. We love the geeks. The geeks are going to be there exhibiting, showing business owners what technology is out there. So that's the important thing. The exhibitors and all the speakers are the industry experts that have everything from CRM systems to social media, digital marketing, cybersecurity, business apps, business software, IT support. So they're going to be the suppliers. And it's for any business owner, no matter what size your business is, that wants to know what technology is out there that's going to help you run, build and grow your business. There's so many people that are still so frightened of technology. And it's crazy because, you know, it's there. It can help us. Sometimes it is a real pain in the backside. I won't mention OneDrive at the moment, which is driving me mad. So when it goes wrong, it drives you mad.
Yeah.
But if you've got somebody you can call and say, this has gone wrong, can you fix it, please? That makes your life easier. But it's really important, I think, that people, we have normal conversations that make people understand what the technology is and how it can help them. It's even down to just having Richard on the show talking about security and cybersecurity over the last how long has it been?
14, 15 months.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah.
Blimey, feels like only yesterday. Yeah. But just, and all the little tips that you've given have just made people, because a lot of time when you're a small business, you think, it doesn't matter to me, it doesn't obtain to me, I can't afford it type of thing. Whereas it obtains to everybody, security, cybersecurity, all those type of things. So what we're doing is we're really trying hard with it's not a standard exhibition. You come in, lots of stands, walk around, and you know, there's lots going on. We want it to be conversations. We want people to feel comfortable and relaxed, and they can ask whatever questions they want, even if they think it's a stupid question, like, you know, how do I use a spreadsheet? Some people don't know how to use spreadsheets. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, you're going to be able to come and you're going to be able to meet the experts. So if you are a supplier of a tech-based business, we want you to come and be an exhibitor to share whatever it is that you supply. And as an attendee, if you're a business owner, come along and join in the conversations and the round tables and the workshops. It's going to be great.
It will be.
It's fabulous. Will be. So, yeah, check that out. So talking about security and everything, one thing that's intrigued me, and I said to you before we need to talk about it, is obviously we hear lots about so-and-so has been hacked, this person's been hacked, this is happening. But then recently I've been hearing lots about big companies that have had huge, huge fines because of it. So I don't get it. Because obviously being hacked is something that is a criminal, so a criminal's hacked it. So I'm taking it mostly these companies try to put in procedures to prevent being hacked.
Well, is that the point?
That is
the point, that they either have or they haven't to a greater extent to prevent that hack. And it depends on what type of method the attack has happened or the data breach. More often than not, it's the fact that the company haven't protected their data and have released it inadvertently rather than hacks. But we'll certainly touch upon a couple of hacks themselves. When I first came on the show, we were talking about General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR, and it was a swear word back then. But one of the consequences that we were talking about, and this extends to any business within Europe and certainly the UK's Data Protection Act, is that the fines levied if you're not paying due diligence to how you protect that customer's data, our personal data, is that you could be fined up in upwards of 1.5% to 4% of your turnover. Now, some of the things that you refer to, Amanda, is the stuff that's recently become published in the media, particularly around BA. Now, British Airways suffered a sophisticated criminal malicious attack that stole credit card details and personal data and the security code on the back. That method was accessed through their website, for which they had a responsibility to protect, so that us as clients and customers, we should have enough assurance that those sites are protected. Theirs wasn't. And
so basically their site wasn't protected enough?
Not as protected as it should have been. It was clearly not, because there was a successful malicious attack, and you know that resulted in you know, quite a few people being affected with their data being lost.
We're sort of all presuming that all these big companies have put in place, and that there should be no reason they're doing what they should do to protect our data when actually they're not.
There's a case to argue that.
You're very, very diplomatic there.
Well, I only say that is because the BA have currently appealing the suggested fine. There's a fine that's been suggested by the ICO that is going to be in the region of £183 million, which is 1.5% of their turnover, annual turnover. Now, they're obviously appealing that because they will put, you know, they'll put a case to argue that they had enough mitigation in place and they'd done what they were supposed to do.
Mm.
The fact remains is that data was stolen.
Yeah.
And that data was those people that were making bookings for their holidays and their flights. And so that's a huge amount of personal data that's been attributed and has been stolen. In Facebook's defence, or what they've said as a defence, is whilst, you know, and they worked it very well. If you remember on the show, I said that that's how they should manage the incident. They were very open about it, very honest, and really quite controlled about their messaging. But the fact remains that data has gone. Their version of events is that none of that data has been seen to have been used in a fraud. Now, that I'm not cited on, but that would have an impact on the fines that the ICO have levied. But back to the original point, is that GDPR, or the Data Protection Act here, there are consequences to it. And a big grown-up organisation such as a BA should have that protection in place. And if they haven't, they should be fined. And they should be fined to the full extent of what they should do. I mean, that's a simple fact. It's quite an emotional topic. If we then relate it back to some of our small medium companies, and they're found with no protection or very little protection or very little thought around securing people's data, 1.5% of their turnover or 4% of their turnover could be business ruining.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. That
can, you know, BA will survive it. I think, you know, there was a comment a couple of days ago that actually pilots going on strike has more of an impact than the data breach that they've had, yeah. All of which have a financial cost. One has more of a UK slant to it and has become more critical to the UK because, you know, it starts to affect the transport system and people on holidays and stuff like that. But the other is around their data. I've used BA to book flights, and I want my data to be protected.
Absolutely.
That's the least that we could answer. There's a couple of other things that have been going on in the world in and around what BA happened, and these are more Americanized, but nonetheless they are organizations that we know of and have certainly got European presence, which is Facebook. There's been lots of stuff around Facebook. Well, they've settled with the US regulator with a $5 billion payoff for all of their privacy-related issues. So this goes right back to, you know, the Analytica questions and how they use our data and whatever. I know that they're constantly looking to improve, but there's never really a week or never really a month or two that goes past without Facebook being in the media for this type of privacy or data breach.
Is it really that hard for them to? I mean, because the amount of data that they have because of the platform, is it really that complex for them to make sure our data's?
In this age of artificial intelligence and the way that technology is? No, I don't think so.
No.
I think this fine or this settlement certainly relates to once they've got your data and it's secure, is what they do with it, which is another aspect of, you know, GDPR or Data Protection Act. I'm only allowed to process or use your data for the purposes of what we agree. If I then start to inform and use that information elsewhere that influences others, then that's not what we agreed that I was going to have your data for. So they should be, you know, it's just like anything else. They're not looking after our data. So not quite the breach or the data attack, but, you know, privacy is important nonetheless.
This thing that makes you worry, doesn't it? All these companies that are collecting all our data, which we're quite innocently, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media platforms that we put all our data into.
Yep.
You want to be confident that data is...
We've said it many times. Yeah. You know, in this age of technology, and technology has to be embraced. It is the difference. It is the game changer in business nowadays. That's unequivocal. So we as organisations have a responsibility to protect that data and use it the right way, and so is everybody else. Equifax, which is a sort of credit reference type company, they've just settled on a $700 million settlement based on a data breach exposing a lot of customer data as well. So
then what's scary is the size of these fines or the fact that that is just 1.5% of their was that the,
oh absolutely
it's yeah. like how much yeah, money yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous. Well, that just goes to prove we need to move on now, but that just goes to prove, as you say, these are the big companies and they are attacking the big companies, but they will come after the smaller companies if you're not protecting.
We always said that they would go for a couple of big hitters.
Yeah.
BA is clearly a you know, the tiger has got teeth now with the regulator, and they'll look to do some mediums and some smalls, and then it'll pan out a bit and then it'll become a bit more sensible.
Yeah. So just watch, make sure you've got everything in place that you need to.
Or contact me.
Or contact, if you need help. I do something. Richard, how do I need to do this? Richard. But definitely, that's what you're here for. So thank you again for that. It's always good to keep up to date with it. And just knowing, you know, again, how we can keep ourselves secure personally and with our businesses as well. So just pay attention, people. Right, we're going to have a quick musical break now. And here it is, for the first time ever played. Do you want to talk? Should we talk about it afterwards?
Yes, we'll talk about it afterwards.
We want to hear this beautiful song by the beautiful Two of Harps. We'll be back after this, and we're going to be discussing this song and what they've been up to. So we'll be right back after this.
Thank you. same time. Is it hard to stay true under the bright lights? Can't remember, was it all fine? Watching over black skies, cold pavements beneath my feet. Walking down, searching for release. By a spark in the dark, can I hold on? Watching over.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. And you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. And we have just been listening to the new release of Two of the Harps called Hold On, which was not only sung and performed by you, but also written by you ladies as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. Absolutely gorgeous. It's the second time I've listened to it and I just think it's absolutely gorgeous. So what was the inspiration behind this piece of music?
We wanted to work with other people in this one, and I started writing the lyrics and the story sort of changed along the way. And we worked with this one with a man called Martin Posnett, and who's a great vocalist, as you heard back there. And he featured on the male vocals and also got involved with the sound and some of the mixing of it. And we went and recorded it at Anchor Baby Recording Studios. And we work a lot with Dan Lucas, who owns the studio. And
So he did the guitar, which was really nice. Also the percussion in it. So it was really interesting to work with other people to make, because our previous tracks have been harp and vocal. There haven't been other instruments or synthesizers in it, but this one was a real... It was kind of
experimenting. Mixtures. Yeah, as you say, because you, obviously, standardly, most of your work is with the harps and you're singing the vocals. So, but although you do play other instruments as well, you play everything, don't you?
not everything. Yeah. We wanted to experiment and see where it went with this one. I think my favourite bit of it is the outro, so the last section, which hasn't really got any words to it, but it's quite moving. I think but the story in this one's great. It's not a love story like the typical sort of songs that you hear nowadays in the charts, but just having somebody to sort of have there and see in your life, I think, and always in the background, even though they might not be there at the time. Yeah. That was the sort of thought when writing that song, and you can hear that in the lyrics.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely beautiful. So just to recap for those people that maybe missed you girls when you was on the previous show, or obviously we need to catch up. So Two of Harps, that, yes, it does, you know, you say what it says on the tin, that both you ladies play beautiful harps, but and which you started at a very young age. I remember when we spoke to you before, I couldn't believe how young you was when you first decided you wanted to play a harp of all instruments.
Oh my gosh, I think we've been playing for about 11 or 12 years now. Yeah, I keep losing track. We do try and sort of, you know, count back, but it's quite hard now.
Your wedding was, your first wedding was when you were 12, wasn't it?
Yes, it was certainly interesting. Won't be one that I forget either.
Oh, really? Now we want more details about that.
Why is that? Is that because they're divorced now?
It was very, very windy. So the first time I was playing at a wedding, I was slightly nervous, wanted to appear professional. But then it was really windy, so my music blew off my stand. And it was like a whole A4 binder file. And it just flew off the stand, quite literally. And I had to run after it because it had come undone with all the sheet music inside of it, so I had to run after all the individual bits of sheet music and try.
All the guests were trying to hang on to their hats. It was the windiest day ever.
Yeah, but I was watching it from a distance. Couldn't get near you because
the couple wanted their wedding outside, and so
what happened?
Just played.
Did you carry on playing?
I just carried on playing. I kept my poker face, and I was like, "This is completely normal, everyone."
It was like a comedy
all the time.
It was like a comedy situation because you were playing and you were running off after your file, and the guests were sitting there, and at the end, if I remember rightly, one of the guests came and gave you a tip because he was so amazed.
He was like, "Oh, that was so professional of you." It was like, "Oh, thank you." I was like, "Hope it never happens again."
But so how old was you then?
So Karina was 12, so I must have been 16.
So still at that age, that is still quite an amazing feat actually to keep playing with all that going on, because I think most, even, you know, older musicians at that point would have gone, "Oh, no, stop playing, I can't do this anymore, I can't cope with the stress."
They had new stands soon after, heavyweight stands, because then the banners acted down like a sail, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's the thing, you learn from everything so you can improve on your equipment. And so a lot of what you do obviously is you play for weddings and music, but your music career has sort of been quite diverse over the last year. I've been watching your progress and you've done a tour in Tenerife.
Yes,
tell us a bit about that.
Was exciting. We went to, at the beginning of the tour, we did a couple of schools. We did concerts and interactive workshops.
In Spanish?
In Spanish, because we
really?
Do speak Spanish. Yeah. Mm. Yes. Hola to anybody that's listening that might speak Spanish. And the children were really fascinated because, you know, in Tenerife, you might get a pedal harp with the orchestra that plays there, which we have heard. Mm. They're amazing. But it's definitely not an instrument that you'll see in any of the concerts there. And they were so fascinated. They had so many questions to ask and they just absolutely loved the experience. So it was
a couple of the children were crying.
It was a joy. Yeah, and, you know, when we sang and played, there were so many different reactions as well. Some of them were like really smiling. Some of them were laughing. And then there was two or three in the audience because it was quite a big audience in one of the workshop / performances that we did. I think it was over 100 children sitting there, and two or three of them just started crying. The tears were rolling down their face, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!"
I will never forget a boy that was in one of these groups, and we chatted about the harps, we chatted about what we did, and as soon as you know, you've got a crying face. Younger children have. You know when they're about to cry.
The bottom lip goes.
Yes. And as soon as we started playing, it was just, you know, tears.
Oh.
But I think it's the harp, you know, just that sound. Overwhelming sometimes. And then we played at Siam Mal, which is really, really beautiful. And we walked in and there was posters of us everywhere. Overkill, I think. Every direction you turn, it was like big, giant posters.
Oh, really? Cool.
So, yeah, it's everywhere. And we did another concert in an auditorium. That was really lovely as well. But it was fun. And then we came back and it was back to more performances at home and weddings. And yes, the wedding season has picked back up again. So it's summer and it's really hot. So yeah.
How many weddings do you typically do?
How many weddings
do you have to do this year?
We have 45 weddings this year, which is quite a lot.
That is a lot.
They're all clumped together, I think.
Oh, really?
So once they're done, then we can start writing again. I think we're working on a track at the moment. But yes, we've got sessions in the recording studio booked as well. So we're not just playing at weddings. We're doing so many other things in between. But yes, we're always posting on Instagram, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. And so busy at the moment. So but it's fun.
I always hear this. This is like a sort of typical radio question. but I am quite interested in it. So how you say about your writing at the moment, and you're developing, you know, new music, new sound. How does that process work?
The first thing is to really get an idea down. What do you want to write about? And Adele is very skillful at doing lyrics, so she does the lyrics whilst I do the more of the backing track and things. So Adele comes up with the tune and I do everything around that, basically.
Sometimes if I haven't got an idea, sometimes I'll be walking around the house and singing and I won't have realised that it's a good line. I'll be thinking, I like this tune. And Karina will actually be like, what song is that? And I'll be like, it's just something that came up. She's like, that's really good. Go and write it down. And that's how an idea, like for a chorus or something, will come. And sometimes it'll be just the chorus that I'll have. And Karina will actually have to come up with the accompaniment first, and then I'll have to sit and listen to her a bit before I come up with any more lyrics. So it's just playing around with sounds and ideas.
Do you have to be in the same room, or can you be in different houses? Or
no, yeah, thankfully, yeah, thankfully we live together, so it does.
They actually they're as sisters as well. They get on very well.
You're very close, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
You like read each other's minds. You know, when you work together, it's like you know what each other.
You know how some sisters like really bicker and have huge fallouts. Yeah, when we have arguments, it's fine.
One time we stayed with sisters, and it was just like, is that what sisters are really like?
But yeah, we don't fall out. I mean, I don't think we could. Being a duo, that'd be really. You
know. Well, it'd be career ending for the
exactly. But yeah.
I guess that's maybe because you've got that common interest and you've got different strengths and you recognise that different strengths. I think sometimes with any working with anybody, let alone with a sibling, it's that rivalry, isn't it? And that both being good at that one particular thing and then you're competing, whereas you complement each other so well where you say you have your different strengths but you're interested in the same things as well and you've got the same goals, which is nice. And I think the music can really bring them together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And difference is good, isn't it? Difference
Absolutely.
Is good to make the finished article.
Yeah, like our characters are completely different as individuals. Yes. Corina is like really bubbly one, and I was always the really studious one when I was studying. So
mind
she'd
you,
rather
I,
go off
mind
and do
you,
something.
I still got the grades.
Yeah,
I still got the grades.
Just had to put that bit in, by the way.
Here we go. Here's the sisters here coming go. Out.
Glad to see there is that. A bit of rivalry in there somewhere.
She'd be the one that would go into an exam like, oh, I'd be the one studying all week for something. Okay. She'd be like last minute preparation and pass straight away. So annoying.
I was told one time that I'd actually fail an exam, but I have a knack of proving people wrong, and I went in and I passed the exam. I was told by two people I'd fail that exam, actually.
Not a bad knack to have.
It's good. No, it's really good. And so what other plans have you got for the future now, really?
That's
you
a hard one.
Wing
for
it.
The future,
like that.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, we are working on another album. This one's a cover one. We have released a cover one recently called Twilight, and that was singing and harp, and it was purely sort of contemporary tracks.
So we're going to be doing. Hopefully going to be using synthesizers and also putting piano and harp together, because I think that would be a really interesting combination and also very nice on the ear for like background music.
So you're looking at it's not up-leveling, is it, but just changing the style of the music and bringing in adding to it what the harp already does, but adding different styles and different techniques to make a difference.
I think it's doing more besides weddings. I think it's very easy as artists, and the girls have had the opportunity to, with hard work, to play at a lot of weddings, a lot of marketing, a lot of wedding fairs and various things. And I think social media is changing that in a tremendous way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where wedding fairs are, because like managing the girls, like the wedding fairs now, we're going to be doing less probably after next year. And I think the idea is the girls will start and in their own right do a lot of other things besides weddings and corporate. And there's other plans that they have that are quite exciting over the next 12 months. And I think there's more opportunity for them perhaps to do more destination weddings. You just played at a really lovely castle in Edinburgh, didn't you, as
well? Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah,
Borthwick Castle.
It was beautiful. I bet that looked, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Borthwick Castle looks quite simple on the outside because it's square. You know how castles kind of have turrets and things, but when you go inside, it's so lovely. There's so much history inside. And on the outside, one of the walls, they've left it, but like the cannon has hit it, so it's chunks of it's missing. But it was quite hard when we were playing inside because we had to take our small harps on the train up. But there were 77 spiral stairs, and we were playing for the day. So
and you had to carry the harp upstairs.
Yeah, so we started at the top. Yeah, we were started at the top like, and did different bits.
They weighed 5 kilos, so it wasn't too bad. But the thing is,
but it's the awkwardness.
All the steps were uniformal, so by the end you're like, whoa, I'm a bit dizzy.
Yeah, where am I?
But they were lovely at the castle, and we're hoping really to do more with them, I think, over the next few years.
That'll be good.
Which was really nice. But it's amazing. I think in the war they kept all the documents...
Yes,
safe there, didn't they?
They didn't need to keep them in a big safe. They just kept it at Borthwick Castle.
Yeah, it's a
fair
really
enough.
Cool place.
Security is simple. I keep saying it. Lock your stuff away.
Lock it away and have a cannon.
See, I managed to get a connection with music. There we go.
He's really good at getting connections in there. So you're just building on what you do and then, just bringing different sounds, different techniques, and just growing with it. I just love what you guys do and just the enthusiasm that comes out. And every time I see you and speak to you, you're still equally as enthusiastic and to see the passion behind it, which I think which is great, because that's what drives. I think so many younger people, they'll do hobbies, they do sports, they'll do things, but then they lose the passion for it. And then they, and I guess also, you probably agree with me, you're very lucky that your mum, both your parents, I know, but your mum is there, she's supporting you, she's driving you, and you haven't been the one like, oh no, you've got to go to university and you've got to have a career and
no, I think we've done the work to get there. We've already,
of course,
done the university, but it's I think it's really useful to have a very supportive family around you, because
absolutely,
because it's everything, and it's really nice to have not do the paperwork. Yes.
Someone else did, yeah. Well, we home educated, so they had the time with music, so
that's cool.
But
that's
I was tough, because you did have to do your GCSEs and A-levels.
Well, that's, yeah, I can't imagine, Janet, that you actually let them have yeah,
they
have
probably worked harder, really.
I can imagine they probably did, but they wish they went to school.
Yeah, I'd say, do you want to go to school? No.
No, but that's brilliant. And as I say, it's just lovely seeing, I follow you on social media, so I'm sort of seeing your progress and seeing how well you're doing and how far you're going. So we wish you all the luck in the world, and we'll have you back on again in less than a year's time to catch up again to see how you're doing. But for now, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. If people want to find out more about you, to find your music, and also if they want to book you for a corporate event or a wedding, where's the best place for them to contact you?
They can contact us on any of the social media channels that we have. We're really easy to find. It's Two of Harps, so it's the number two, not spelled T-W-O, number two of Harps. And if you want our website, it's twoofharps.com.
There you go. That was really like straightforward, easy to find.
Yeah, I know.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, girls. And they have given me a copy of their CD Twilight as well, which I'm enjoying. So I get to all their music. It's great.
Signed copy, is that?
No, did you sign it? I did got a signed copy, actually. No, saying, need to get that.
I feel like I'm sitting next to greatness. So I'm remembering this moment.
Absolutely.
I'm remembering this moment.
We've had a couple of tweets come in. We've had Chips and Dinks saying, have another great show. Hope the aircon is working. Yes, the aircon is great. We should have all come into show yesterday. The aircon is keeping us nice and cool today. Thank you, Chips and Dinks, which is Tony and Bev. Tony is the guy, if you have a little dink on your car, or even on any hard surfaces in your house, Tony can sort them out. He's done my car a couple of times, my old car, may I just add, and I haven't had to use them recently, touch wood, and some other bits and pieces. So, follow them on the Twitter, at Chips and Dinks on the Twitter. Stacey, where are you, Stacey? You want more rain? Really? Do you really want more rain? You know, a little bit of rain to clear the air, and then we want the sun again.
Camping,
please.
No rain.
Yeah, definitely camping in the rain. That's going to be so much
thunder
fun.
And lightning.
Not fun. As to the experience.
I'm going
to
stay in the car anyway.
Four-room tent.
Okay, well, let's scenario. It's a bit, it rains, so it's cooler, so you're all wet. Or it gets hot and you get mosquitoes in the tent.
You're boiled alive,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, mosquitoes.
If you're staying in the...
We're helping to cheer Richard up.
You want a campfire?
Forgot about the mozzies. I got bit in my own garden, let alone...
Well, exactly. Be prepared. We have also had a tweet from a new listener, Ella Designs, at Ella Designs _ on the Twitter. And Ella is a graphic designer and social media marketer based in Chatham. Thank you for your tweet, Ella, and for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tabitha... Where are you, Tabitha? Got a fingers crossed for a little milk. They both want rain. What is wrong with you people? Why do you want rain?
It's typical.
I know rain is good. Typical. Rain overnight while we're sleeping. Rain drumming on the tent. How many more digs?
I'll add you to that group that I'm creating so that you can experience what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, we will. He's going to love this. I think you should do like an Instagram live the whole time you're there so we can just follow the journey.
No, 48 hours.
Richard trying to put up the tent.
I've got a couple of... kids that I know, my family, so I wouldn't be able to keep the language.
Shame, you can do lots of beeps in it. Anyway, that is us done for another show. So I'd like to say thank you very much for Richard for co-hosting again.
Thank you.
And thank you to Karina, Adele and Janet for joining us.
Thanks for having,
thank you.
Having
you.
Much for having us.
We will be back next week. It's our last show of the summer. And we've got co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and our guest is Phil Wilson. So we're keeping with the musical theme because Phil is an amazing drummer. We haven't seen Phil for a little while, so it'd be great to catch up with what he's doing. So join us on next Friday from 11. And don't forget to listen to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday. Paul's got another great lineup of guests. Have a great weekend, everybody. I hope it rains lots overnight while you're camping. And we'll be back next week. Oh, Lucy, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Now you can press that button, please. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.